We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob, what'd you make of the big snake at Frick Park last week? A rat snake, I think they called it.
Yeah, I don't like snakes. So, you know, it doesn't matter how big or little, I'd react the same way. I run. That's the way I do it. If you've ever... I don't run very fast, but when I do, it's because a snake is in the vicinity.
Well, wait a second. Like, I don't like them under any circumstance. I don't even like worms. But the difference between, like, a regular garden variety snake that's maybe 7 or 8 inches long and this thing, which was, you know, a fully grown reptile. Did you see the photos of this thing? Mm-hmm. I think this one would scare me a little more. Plus, he was hanging out in a tree. Why would it be up in a tree other than to attack someone, Bob?
I don't know snake habits. I don't like any size, shape, any of them. I run. That's it. I just can't hang around. I can't.
I think Ron's in the same boat. Yes?
I didn't even look at the picture. I told you. You told me to look at the picture. I won't. I get scared just looking at a picture.
Well, nobody was scared watching the Pirates this weekend. Bob, your main takeaway from the two wins was what?
My biggest takeaway was development. Mitch Keller looked better. So did JT Brubaker. And I want to see more of that from those guys consistently. I think this whole season is about coming away when it's all said and done with a core group of guys you can trust that goes beyond Key Brian Hayes. It's got to be a lot more than that. So that's what this is going to be about. I just, you know, over time, their roster is just not large enough, big enough, talented enough to compete with some of these teams in this division. So, but if you see, you know, things developing, that's their plan, and their plan must take a step forward this year, Ron.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a great, really a good outing for Mitch Keller. That was the best part of the weekend for me, seeing what he did, because we've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting for that. And he hadn't delivered, hadn't even come close to showing anything. So I thought that was very encouraging. I also realize it's one start. They got a long way to go. But take your little moments where you can find them. And I thought it was an enjoyable couple games. The bats came alive. I'll tell you, two guys that are really growing on me, and one in particular is Stallings. I remember when he got the job catching and everybody said, oh, they can never win with him as catcher. Well, they haven't won, but I don't think he's hardly the reason they haven't won. He's really impressed me. He's getting big hits. I think he has turned into a really good receiver. And I'll tell you what, Colin Moran also is impressing me. He gets big hits. I know he gave away an at-bat yesterday, you know, just looked horrible, got fooled and badly struck out. But those two guys, Joe, to me, especially Stallings, it's just he's really grown on me.
Yeah, which makes one or both of them, I would say especially Moran, an ideal trade candidate, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm not sure they're looking to move. Would it be interested in moving Stallings at this point? But, I mean, exactly the type of guy that might get something back is Moran, the way he is playing. So I would definitely think that is a possibility, Bob.
Yeah, he and Frazier, you know, those are guys who can help contending teams. There's no question about that. And it's a good point you made, Ron, about Stallings. This is a guy who got an opportunity, and so far he has made the most of that opportunity. I think people had you know, their thoughts about him just because he was one of those guys just hanging around there. You know, he's in there, but he's not the long-term answer. Well, maybe he is. Maybe he's a guy who just said, you know what, I'm going to take this opportunity, and I'm going to do what nobody else thought I could do. And that's good to see. They need more of that, certainly, Joe, on this roster.
The more I think about it, probably for other teams, Stallings would be the more valuable guy because he plays that position, right? I mean, he's a sneaky 31. That's incredible that he's 31 years old. I mean, questions about his offense, I think, were somewhat founded, right? He hits 262 and 248 his first couple of years, and then he's off to a good start this year at 273, but no one's going to call him, you know, a slugging catcher, I don't think, at any point. But he's very good defensively, and if he could just be adequate offensively, Ron, maybe he's the more valuable guy. Maybe he could actually bring back something because people are desperate for catching.
That could be. You know, I just think he's – I don't know what his numbers are with men in scoring position or men on base or men with two outs. I haven't looked at it. It just seems to me that he's gotten a lot of big hits for them. You know, even last year I thought he got some big hits for them. But you're no doubt that, you know, maybe another team would definitely be interested in him. You know, I did not realize he was as old as he is. I didn't even realize that. You know, because the kid is waited kid. I call him a kid. Everybody's a kid to me. He waited a long time to get his opportunity. I just think he's really making the most of it, and I think the pitchers really like him and trust him. He's fun for me to watch, and when he comes up in a tough situation, Bob, I'm expecting him to battle hard and maybe get a hit.
Yeah, I mean, to me, he's, you know, you talk about problems for a team that's trying to identify what it is moving forward. He's not part of it for now, but his age will make it an issue when you talk about core people moving forward. I don't know how long, you know, it's tough to be a catcher too. I mean, those guys take a lot of beating back there. I really have the utmost respect for that position more than any, especially when I watch a guy like Yadier Molina, who's been doing it year after year after year, takes a beating. He hardly ever takes days off, Joe and Ron. I mean, the guy's been... And it's a tough position to play. So I think Stallings is a really tough kid, and he's given them some, you know, stability back behind the plate, which I think was a problem if he had not done that. I don't know what they were going to do.
Yeah, as I think this out here, even though I think he may draw more in a trade because that's a premium position, he's actually a guy that I'd like to keep around because as you're developing young pitching, man, it really helps to have a stabilizing guy behind the plate, somebody who's really good defensively, really good at calling games. If you ask any of those guys, I'm sure you ask Joe Musgrove, for example, about his ability to call a game, they love him. And I think as he grows into his 30s, I think that might be an ideal guy to keep, actually, for the benefit of your rebuilding program, Ron.
Yeah, it depends, you know, what other teams would give up for him. Obviously, if a deal is so good, you can't turn it down. But I agree with you on that part, too. That's what I said. I think he's become an excellent receiver. And, you know, all the way around, I like the way he, you know, frames the pitches. I like the way he blocks the plate, you know, blocks, you know, potential pass balls and those curve balls low in the dirt. I just like his all-around game, but see what somebody gives up. They don't have to make that decision now, Bob, but I've really grown to really like watching him play.
Yeah, he's somebody who, again, take advantage of an opportunity. That has to be the storyline of this season. Who else will join him? Take advantage of an opportunity to show that you could be part of the team moving forward because – those guys, they have to form some kind of group there. They really do. Because otherwise, if you don't start developing guys in your own system or people on your roster, then you got some issues.
My main takeaway was Keller, for sure, and Brubaker, really. I thought they both had good games. Shelty had that, you know, emotional hug with Keller in the dugout. I thought that was a cool moment. And that's big for him, even to get one start like that under his belt and just instead of trending the way that he was. And Brubaker, I think, looks like a guy who could stick around for a bit. Of course, he got the big hit as well, which was kind of funny, that hit, but it helped them win the game. And then the other takeaway from this weekend is that the Cubs are a swing team in that division. And everybody knows if this starts to go south on them, they're going to be in tank mode. they're going to be right there with the Pirates at the bottom of that division. If things don't go well at the start of the year, I think everybody in baseball knows that there could be a fire sale in Chicago, Bob, if the Cubs, and I don't think they're that good.
Well, I don't know what you're going to get for some of these guys either, though, to be honest, because they're all at the end of contracts, which means they're free agents. You're not going to give as much for someone who may leave you soon unless you have, you know, thoughts of signing them. But, that, you know, that core group, they did have some success in Chicago, won a world championship. You know, so now we'll see. I do agree with you, though.
You don't think Chris Bryant could get you a nice little catch?
Yeah, again, but isn't he at the end of a contract? Isn't he becoming a
free
agent?
Sure, but I mean, we see rental guys traded at the deadline every year for a guy like that. I would think him and Baez, if you want to get rid of Baez.
I wouldn't want Baez. He's showing me a lot of not discipline at the plate. He made the pitchers look better in this series, even though he had a home run yesterday. But he swung it. He stranded guys, very undisciplined. And that was what he did early in his career. I don't know what I'd do. I'm just saying, I don't know that you can get, when you know somebody may leave, yeah, he's a rental player. How much can you really get versus a guy who has a couple of years extra on a contract? I think that's it can increase the value.
But if he's leaving your organization anyway, don't you get what you can at the end of his contract?
No, I'm not disputing that. I'm just asking what you get. You know, I don't know what you get.
I don't know, but I guess the overall point there is that you might see the Cubs broken up, which, as it pertains to the Pirates, could be different in that division. You know what I mean? They play them a ton of times still, and that could become an easier game if we're looking at Pirates win totals at the end of the year, Ron. I just see the Cubs as a team that could absolutely go into that mode and sooner rather than later if it really goes south.
Well, we had that woman on that covers them, and I mean, and this, they don't look good to me at all. I mean, I don't know what's happened to some of those guys. I mean, Rizzo doesn't look as good to me. Baez doesn't look as good to me. You know, Contreras made that stupid play on the bases yesterday. And how about a bow for our man Shelty? What is he, 2 for 2 on challenges yesterday? I think he has more correct challenges in one day than Mike Tomlin's had in 12 years and 13 years in Pittsburgh. That was all on Contreras, that slide. I mean, if he holds on to the base, I thought Wehner was all over that. But they stink. They don't look very good to me at all, Joe. And I would have any problem or expectation of not seeing them tank because they're not very good.
Well, coming up, you touched on something there, which was Shelty winning his reviews. Replay has struck again in Major League Baseball. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about what happened yesterday and just the state of replay overall in sports and where we are here in 2021.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.